702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
All right, let's catch up with Crystal in Nigeria, in the capital. Crystal, very good morning to you. Listen, it's been a hectic, couple of days for you, no doubt. You're there, of course, as an election observer for an election that's been postponed. Not what you want to focus on this morning. Talk to me about Kenya and Somalia and that maritime territorial dispute.
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and greetings from Abuja. So just firstly, a quick update. Of course, as you can imagine, political leaders have had to come out and really calm the nation because of that last-minute postponement on Saturday of the election. So we're constantly seeing and hearing the president and leaders of other political parties coming out, assuring voters that everything will be ready for Saturday. And of course, the Electoral Commission had announced late last night that political parties will resume campaigning. So that's going to be interesting to watch. So yes, turning to Kenya. So Nairobi has expelled Somalian diplomats and the ambassador. They've recalled the top envoy from Mogadishu. Now, Somalia has in turn not only expelled all Kenyan diplomats, have given them 48 hours to leave. They've also said they are cancelling all the visas as Kenyans, and those people must leave as soon as possible. And what is causing all of this? Now, Somalia auctioned off about 30 oil blocks that Kenya is saying, look, this is so after from the stupid case that we've left out of it. And there's no way that you can simply auction off these oil blocks when no one knows who the real owner is. Now, of course, Somalia is saying, well, Kenya is trying to interfere in their sovereignty, and, this is simply a naked attempt to, control them. And Kenya is saying, look, this special goes back to 2014. It's gone to the ICC. Kenya has challenged it. And until there is, some clarity from an international body around this disputed water, which is around 100,000 kilometers, they cannot be in auctioning of oil blocks. And so, of course, this is causing major anxiety. I saw this statement by the Kenyan authorities. A colleague of mine from Kenya showed it to me. So it really seems Somalia also is expelling all the soldiers that are part of the UN mission in Somalia. And security experts I spoke to said, look, this is really concerning because you're simply handing, a blank check to Al-Shabaab to start attack. And it's really got great impact for not only Kenya-Somalia relations, but also impact for the region, Bongani.
Yet another test, no doubt, for the AU. Crystal Audison, thank you for that update on the Nigerian election situation and that full-on diplomatic row between Kenya and Somalia.